Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's Medical Podcast. Today we're actually doing a Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's Medical Minutes, one of our shorter episodes, where one of us has no idea what's going on and the other one has prepared and planned an interesting topic about how the body works. I'm Dr. Mike Todorovich. I'm joined by my co-host, buddy, pal, friend, colleague, acquaintance, Dr. Matthew Barton. How are you, Matty?
Well, I'm well. I'm well.
Okay.
I was going to say welcome, but then I stopped and just said I'm well.
Great start, as always. So I didn't prepare for this topic. You did. Okay. And as always, you, for our medical minutes, you're going to give me a couple of questions of who am I? I have to guess what the topic is. And then once I've guessed, you'll tell me whether I'm correct or incorrect. And then I have to, off the top of my dome, tell you everything I know about whatever
topic.
That part of the body or condition or whatever it is. And then you tell me about it. You teach
Let's
me a lesson.
Let's get started.
You teach me a lesson and then Pop wants a treat by doing a quiz at the end.
Sounds
Pop
good.
Quiz. All right, let's do the questions.
All right, who am I? I am caused by or triggered by stress, lack of sleep or excess caffeine.
Diarrhea. No, we've done diarrhea. Didn't we? Have we done diarrhea episode?
I think we did farts.
Okay. Well, it's not farts then.
I am an involuntary quiver.
Ooh, okay.
My Greek name means muscle wave. Oh. I am
a twitch. Are you a twitch?
I'm a twitch, but can you be more specific?
I don't know how.
Eye twitching.
Oh, gotcha. Well, maybe if you gave me some eye-based clues.
Yeah.
I would have guessed eyes, but an eye twitch. Okay, this is interesting.
Do you get those?
Yeah, I get them. Sometimes I get them for like months at a time.
Really?
I've had before an eye twitch that did not disappear many, many months.
And how frequently were you getting them? Like every day?
50 times a day.
Really?
Yeah.
And which eye?
Can't remember. Okay. It's been in both. I've had it before.
Okay, maybe we can just keep all of this information vomiting to your 30 seconds of tell me a thing about it because you probably won't be able to say much.
Okay.
Maybe you can. Anyway, the actual medical...
Am I telling you what I know about
it? I'll do
that
in a second. I'm just going to give you the name because the Greek name was muscle wave.
Yeah.
So this is eye twitching or eye twitches. The medical term is eyelid myokymia.
Myokymia.
Yeah.
Right.
So myo, it means muscle.
Yeah.
Kymia comes from the Greek word chymos, which means wave.
All right.
So it's a muscle wave in the eyelid.
So even the Greeks were so stressed that they had eye twitching.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, they just drank a lot of coffee. All right.
They wouldn't have had coffee back then, would they?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Anyway, let's do the top of your dome for 30 seconds. So
what do I know about eye twitching?
Everything that you've that you know of you've experienced.
Okay, well, it's all anecdotal.
So,
Oh, okay. So I know sweet FA about eye twitching. I do know that during times of stress, anxiety, excess caffeine, lack of sleep, that my eye will begin to twitch. I don't know.
So you've already, actually I can't talk, go.
I don't know why it's eye specifically. I don't know why it's, you know, my bicep doesn't twitch. I don't know why my cheek doesn't twitch or my left toe doesn't twitch. I don't know why it's the eye specifically, an eyelid. That's, I've never even thought about why it's that part of the body specifically. Mechanism-wise, why that would happen.
That's 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, okay, let me just.
Do you want to finish anything off?
Yeah. I want to just try and deduce what the mechanism
is. How did you figure out that caffeine caused it? Or is that because I said it?
You said it before, but it's because.
Any ideas what caused yours or triggered it?
Stress.
Okay.
Stress.
Specifically?
Specifically.
Like.
The stress of life.
Okay.
Yeah. You want me to tell it all the listeners my biggest stresses?
Okay. No,
first
no,
one, Dr. Really. Matt. Barton, that's the biggest stress I've got.
That's a U stress.
That's
I mean, there's a stress, but it's beneficial.
Okay, good. Oh, EU, not a YOU stress. Yeah. Okay. Why would it be the eyelid? So I'm working off first principles.
All right. It's the
Wait. Is it because, and you're going to tell us, I assume, but the eyes are open often. We blink. We blink to make sure that the eye itself doesn't dry out. When we look a lot, when we don't sleep, when we're staring, the eyes can get tired and we'd want to close the eyes. So is it like a strain on the muscles of the eyelid to stay
open? What are they?
What are those muscles?
Yeah.
The orbicularis?
Keep going.
No, that's it.
Yeah, it just means a round muscle.
That's right.
Finish it off though.
I don't know it.
Oculi.
Oculi, okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. It just means round muscle. Doesn't mean round muscle of the eye. Mm. Yes. My bad.
Good. Oh, you're right.
So they're strained or tired or exhausted or something that I'm not getting right here. Okay, your turn.
No,
teach me.
You did good.
Teach
job.
Me.
Okay, so the word, as I said, means muscle wave. It's what actually is. It's involuntary. It's spontaneous. It's fine muscle contractions. It's more apparently. I reckon it's more upper lid for me, but apparently it's more common in the lower lid. And
really?
It's unilateral, so it will happen to one eye.
I reckon it's upper lid for me too.
Yeah, I always thought it was, but anyway, apparently in the...
No, it's lower lid. It's lower lid for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the papers that I looked at said lower lid's more common.
Are there a lot of papers on this?
No, it's really actually quite hard.
Huh.
Mm. It's usually self-limiting, so it'll just go away on its own. It can last up to 3 months, which I guess that's what you had, right?
I had one that probably went for a bit less than that, yeah.
Okay, so it fits into a category of facial meiomycosis, but it's the most common of the facial meiomycosis. So
there are like the cheek twitches or lip twitches or eyebrow twitches.
So out of those facial muscle aberrant contractions, the orbicularis oculi is the one that's most commonly affected.
I've had like a twitch that's above the lip but below the nose, like on the side there.
Nasalis.
Yeah, I've had that twitch before. That's annoying. Looks like I'm doing some Elvis Presley sort of, You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm just trying to think. No, I can't remember. All right. So it's generally considered not, I wouldn't say normal, but it can occur to healthy people. So right. It's generally not considered something that you should be overly concerned with. However.
I was going to say, can it be an indication of something more sinister?
Definitely.
Ooh, tell me.
But that's usually when a few things. It's either stays chronic, so it just stays on for months and months and months and months.
Yeah.
So that could then move to other conditions. There's a condition called blepharospasm.
Oh, yeah.
bleph.
See, that's what I always thought the eye twitches were called, was a blepharospasm.
Well, I think it fits into that category, but that's much more specific, and I think that has more to do with the nerve itself. So these eye twitches are more intrinsic to the muscle, not the nerve. So
as oh, gotcha.
So the nerve is the facial nerve.
Yeah.
And if you were to have some kind of irritation to the facial nerve, then it potentially would be something that's more serious. Not serious.
It's more pronounced, right? Yeah. Blepharospasm, I think, is more pronounced. Like when you
whole,
view it.
Your whole eye will close.
Yeah, like somebody's. So maybe that weirdo that's winking at you on the bus just has blepharospasm. And isn't some just
that's one of my number.
Yeah, that's right.
Chronic, I think blepharospasm has essential, which they don't know at the cause, and then maybe a primary. I don't know, it wouldn't make sense. But anyway, maybe secondary. I don't know the term. But apparently the one that has more of a causal effect is the basal ganglia is affected in these people.
For blepharospasm.
Blepharospasm.
So not with just the normal eye twitch, but
no,
with...
No, the normal eye twitch.
Really, basal ganglia.
Yeah, which I think can be an early sign in certain degenerative disorders like Parkinson's disease and
oh, interesting.
MS even.
Oh, there you go.
But this is, look, I don't want to freak everyone out who has a
yeah, so now
a
everyone
twitch.
Thinks you've got PD or MS.
This is where it either stays
on. Any other sinister two-letter diseases that people might have?
Stays on for too long or yeah. Other muscles get involved. So if you start to get, you know, cheek.
Or, oh, so like the other one I had, so now I've got MS.
That is what we call hemifacial spasm,
yeah,
where you kind of the whole face goes together, and that probably would be more indicative of the facial nerve being impacted.
Okay,
because as the facial nerve's coming off into its branches, if it's impacted, maybe in its canal within the ear or something, it could be irritated to then cause.
All right.
The other one is Meige syndrome, Meige syndrome. Okay. This is where you'd have like.
Mage?
A blepharospasm, and then like your mentalis would spasm up, and you kind of do.
Wow,
that's more debilitating. That's also centrally.
I worked with a lady at the
hospital.
Kind
of go.
I worked with a lady at the hospital who.
I know it's a podcast, so
it doesn't help people.
But maybe you can describe.
Yeah, it's sort of like you got the eye twitch, but at the same time, sort of like a furrowing of the chin.
Yeah.
And the bottom lip sort of goes up a little bit. But I worked with a lady at the hospital. She was a nurse who had that spasm of the mouth. It would also look like she was bringing her the edges of her lips.
Backwards.
Stretching it out, bringing it back. She also would do that. And I always used to think, I wonder what, I thought it was a tic. I thought maybe it's, you know, like within the family of Tourette's of some sort or something like that. But it could be a degenerative.
Also Guillain-Barre syndrome can affect the facial nerve.
Okay.
So basically a couple of red flags to look for if you're having a ton of these would be eyelid drooping.
Yeah,
or if your eye goes really red, or you have other facial muscles go with it, but otherwise it will be self-limiting and it would just go away on itself. Now, what could trigger it?
So just a normal eye twitch, and we're no longer talking about these sinister ones.
That's correct. Yeah. So what could either bring it on or trigger it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and this is where a couple of things that you said is quite insightful, so well done.
Oh, thank you.
Irritation to the eye itself.
Yes.
So this would be maybe contact lenses.
Looking at someone who's ugly.
Dry eye, so that would come from computer screens.
Yes.
So you're not blinking.
That's probably where I got mine, just looking too much at a computer screen.
So you're not blinking as much as you should.
Yeah.
Which apparently do when you look at a screen a lot of the times, you don't blink as much as you normally would.
No.
Eye strain.
Been looking at me. You've been counting how many times I blink.
Okay. It's concerning.
Yes, pervert. You are that. You're the pervert on the bus.
Eye strain.
Ice cream.
Eye strain.
Oh, yep. From what? Wouldn't that be staring at the screen? Isn't that eye strain? Or is that more so like trying to read small writing from a distance with difficulty? Or you need glasses and you're not wearing them?
Or maybe just spending a lot of time in front of the screen.
Yeah.
Your eyes kind of get overdone for the day.
All right.
Other things.
It's good medical terminology.
Yep. Stress, like you said, lack of sleep, excess caffeine. Now, there is some assumptions, hydration and then electrolyte imbalances, but that's probably an assumption based on what does the muscle need for contraction. So potassium, calcium, magnesium imbalances. But
I've always found them to be weak arguments, and I'll tell you why. Because muscles are everywhere, and how come those other muscles aren't twitching?
Yeah.
You know, why does the muscle in the eye decide that it doesn't have adequate ions when the others do? When they all basically pull from the same pool of ions within the extracellular fluid.
Good point. Maybe it's, Well, you know, some of the-
Are you okay, man?
I've just got wrist strain.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Holding this microphone.
Oh, okay.
I should have a stand, but anyway.
You do. It's right next to you on the floor.
Yeah, it's awkward. So, there's a few resources that I come across that you would, these resources that you would expect, kind of like the wellness ones where everyone should be having a truckload of magnesium to get rid of everything.
So you're saying these are going to be bullshit?
Well, I didn't really investigate them. I just
assumed.
Yeah. Assumed that they were questionable and I moved on.
All right, so what are they?
Oh, no, I'm just saying the potassium, the magnesium, these people were saying, well, everyone should be having a million grams of magnesium per day to get rid of.
Dr. Man, Dr. Mike does not endorse taking a million grams of magnesium every single day.
You would. I don't think you'd do too well. No. Alcohol, too much alcohol, smoking.
Not enough alcohol?
And then there's some medications that can actually bring on these eye twitches.
So, cholinergic based ones?
Yep.
Can we tell the listeners why would I have said cholinergic based ones?
Because a neurotransmitter to activate the muscle or the neuromuscular junction is acetylcholine.
That's right. And why would you have said calcium before as well?
Calcium is a ion that's released within the muscle to help with the cross bridge
contraction.
So the way they act.
So acetylcholine, calcium, and ATP, which is energy, are the three major things all muscle needs to contract. And if any of them
are the big players,
they're the big players. They're the Dr. Man, Dr. Mike of muscle contraction. And
there's only two of us.
I count for two.
Okay.
If any of those three are out of whack, your ATP. If any of those things are out of whack, then muscles can spasm.
Without me, you get rigor mortis.
I don't know how to interpret that one. All right.
Well, let's
move on. Let's go forward.
So medications, anti-seizure medications, interestingly, Parkinson,
L-DOPA.
Furosemide, but I presume that might be dehydration and ion changes.
Oh, so there is truth potentially to the ion imbalances then.
That could be just fluid though.
Okay.
And lastly, stimulants. So
stimulants
you might take for a cold and flu like pseudoephedrine. Which would kind of dry out your nose, but presumably in the same mechanism would dry out your eyes.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
And do you know why caffeine does it?
I think muscle fatigue, you get more muscle fatigue with caffeine. Mm. I think I came across briefly, I didn't deeply investigate it, but they looked at pre-trainers where they have a lot of caffeine in it and they looked at muscle fatigue. This was obviously in a setting of exercise physiology. Mm. So it's not the eye.
Yeah, sure.
But they found, I think, fatigue levels.
You don't do eye curls?
No, it's... It would look odd, wouldn't it?
If you hypertrophy the eye. You don't do your legs or your eyes, I can tell. Don't skip eye day.
Now, one last thing before we move. I'll just do this point. Anecdotally, there is suggestions that tonic water might be of use.
Okay.
Do you know what the active ingredient in tonic water is?
I think it's quinolone?
Yeah, quinine.
Quinolone is an antibiotic. What is it? Quinine.
Quinine.
And that was used as an anti-malarial.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why it's called tonic water.
That doesn't explain shit.
No, just because it's seen as a tonic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, apparently the FDA has approved quinine for certain muscle spasm disorders, which I think is myoclonus. But they have the dosage range of about 200 to 500 milligrams of quinine.
Okay.
To maybe have an effect. But this is
200 to 500 milligrams
of quinine.
And how much is in tonic water?
So there's 83 milligrams in a litre of it. So you'd have to kind of consume
4 litres.
Yeah. At least 2 litres of it.
I mean, with enough gin, I could consume
but then you got 4 litres of it. Then you got the alcohol, and that's going to give you eye twitches anyway. So.
Yeah,
what you get from the
quinine. I'll be so pissed I won't even notice.
But this is where the...
Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike does not condone you drinking 4 litres of alcohol.
Or quinine.
Or quinine.
Or tonic water. So the problem is quinine has some serious side effects.
Okay.
So tinnitus, ataxia, liver changes.
Okay, so tinnitus being the ringing in your ears,
yep.
Ataxia being obviously a movement disorder, yep. A problem with balance and
liver,
movement.
Liver enzymes out of whack, so that's presumably causing hepatic cellular changes.
So you don't really want any of those
things. So the recommendation is definitely don't go near it. Now, where the quinine is thought to have an effect is it has a non-competitive, and I'm glad you brought this up earlier, a non-competitive binding effect on the ACE receptor. So acetylcholine receptor in the neuromuscular junction.
So not ACE.
Not ACE. Acetylcholine. No, okay. Acetylcholine, not ACE. Yeah. That's a different.
So quinine competitively inhibits acetylcholine.
Non-competitively
yeah. inhibits. So that means that once it's bound acetylcholine, there's nothing it can do to knock it off.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So you just got to wait for its half-life or something for it to go in order. So what does that then mean? That obviously means that it reduces muscular contraction. Quinine is a muscle relaxant? Or am I extrapolating that too far?
I think it's the opposite. It would whether it blocks it or agonizes it.
Or does it work like an acetylcholinesterase inhibitor where it means there's more acetylcholine in the synaptic cleft?
It says receptor, so I guess that's a blocker. So then I guess it would...
reduce muscular contraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've never heard that. It can't be a significant... that can't be a significant effect of it.
Well, I guess when you look at the side effects of it, that may be the reason why you get those.
Right. But you need to take a huge amount.
You need a lot of it, yeah.
So the tonic water I take with my gin, you know, every few months, not days, is not going to be enough to.
No, I think they were saying that a glass of tonic water is not going to be at all a concern.
And what if hypothetically you were to drink 5 or 6 of these glasses a night with some gin?
Asking for a friend?
No. Anyway, move on.
Now, if you. What a treatment, we'll go into treatments or potential fixes.
This is what everyone wants to hear, how to fix their eye
twitch. So a chronic blepharospasm,
yes.
They treat it with Botox.
Okay, that makes sense.
So they just kind
of- It makes sense. Let's just inject a dangerous toxin into the eye. Into
the muscle.
Yes.
Around the eye. And that just kind of-
Paralyzes it
for 3 months.
Do you know what my wife did to help fix my blepharospasm or my eye twitch?
Punch you in the eye?
Yeah, she just slapped me across the face. Said, "How's that?" I went,
"Hush." But it worked.
Oh, it just distracted me.
So a couple of maybe, I don't want to say fixes, but there's some suggestions, some suggestions that you could look at.
Okay.
Eye drops, lubricating eye drops.
Yeah.
That will probably have an effect, a beneficial effect on the irritation part. There's also recommendations for using like a warm washcloth to put on your eye, and that kind of helps with the tension in the muscles, but also opens up the glands that secrete the kind of oily fluid on your eyelid.
Sounds delicious. What about just like-
And just reduce the triggers.
Sleeping and-
Yeah, exactly. Get more sleep.
Reduce stress. Stop staring at your screen.
Yep, or the guy on the bus.
Or the guy on the bus who keeps winking at you. Blepharospasming.
So that's it for me. So I'm going to...
Okay. You got any quiz questions?
I've got two quiz questions for
pop,
you.
Pop quiz?
Yep. Okay. Let's so question it. One.
Yeah.
Eye twitching is called A, myopathy,
yeah.
B, myoclonia, or C, myoclonus.
Well, that's an easy one. B, myoclimia.
Chimia.
That's what I said.
Okay, good. Ding, ding.
Ding, wait, ding. Wait. Do I have it? Oh, thank you, everybody.
And then second question, eye twitching may be triggered by A, bright lights, B, lack of sleep, C, too much caffeine, or D, side effects of medications.
Ooh, I feel like there should be an E here, which is all of the above.
Yeah.
Is it all of the above?
All of the above, yeah.
Okay, so that was a trick question.
Yeah, I know. It's
a bit and unfair, that's unfair. And if that question was put in one of our students' exams, you would have had a lot of harsh feedback.
An assessment board. I would.
You would be called up to assessment board. Matthew, that was a very good one. And you know what? For the first time, it
you've
went
learned,
for 20
you've
minutes.
You learned something.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but it went for 20 minutes at least.
Great.
So
great.
Good job. All right. Our next episode will not be medical minutes. It will be something undecided and you'll see when it pops up. But thank you for listening.
Thanks for your time, everyone.
I'm Dr. Matadovich.
I hope you enjoyed that.
This is Dr. Matt Barton. If you want to contact us, you can send us an email, gubiosciences@gmail.com. You can say hi to me on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, all of whatever it may be.
I don't know how you manage all that.
I have a mental breakdown at the moment. At Dr. Mike Todorovich, come say hi. And watch our YouTube channel, Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike. Google it.
YouTube.
Watch us. We've got like 500 videos teaching you how the human body works. Wow. Yeah. Isn't that great? Free resources for everybody. Anyway, Matthew, thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
See you, everyone.
See you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.